Let me tell you up front, what I'm going to preach today is not over the top. It's not too much. I said this last week. When I started to read the promises that God has for us, and there's many, 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 many promises. Amen. But if you just read Psalm 103, where he says, forget not all his promises, and you start to list all these promises, I'm telling you what, God intends us to live with such abundance, with such an overflow. Think about it. When Jesus feeds the 5,000, understand this. How many know Jesus was God? Yeah. Let me try that again, this deep theological truth. How many know Jesus was God? Yeah. Okay, Jesus was God. And when you see Jesus, you're looking at God. One of the reasons, I mean, of course he came to go to the cross and to raise from the dead and all that. That's absolutely true. But another thing he came to do was to reveal the will of God. That we could see, you know what, who God was. And so when he feeds the 5,000, you know what, he is coming and showing. You know what? That you say, yeah, but that's Jesus. That's the Son of God. Well, listen, you've got to remember, the Bible says in Philippians that God emptied himself of all heavenly privileges. Does it not say that? It does. That's what he did. He emptied himself of all these heavenly privileges. And then what did he do? Remember when he got baptized? How many remember this? By John the Baptist. And John the Baptist said, oh, no, I'm not going. Oh, I ain't going there. And he said, you better go there because this is prophetic as far as what you have to do. And so John baptizes him. Okay, and I'll use Daniel for an example. He already knows where I'm going. No, you can stay right there. I guess you don't know where I'm going. And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit came upon him. One version says it sat on him. Love you, brother. And then the Bible says that he leaves to the desert led by the Holy Spirit. See, what is Jesus? Let me tell you what. Jesus would have to get away by himself and pray. Why? Because he was a man, you know what? Like you are a man. Don't be offended. I'm just telling you the truth. And he had to be filled by the Holy Spirit. He had to get direction from his Father, just like you and I, you know what, need to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Just like you and I need to be directed. Every day, amen? Amen. Oh, yes, hallelujah. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost in 1963. You know, hallelujah. At summer camp, you know, when I was in junior high, you know what I mean? I don't pray in tongues. Haven't prayed in tongues for years and years and years and years. You know, haven't done anything, you know what, for all this time. But, oh, praise God. You know what, I'm a Pentecostal. It's not about being Pentecostal. It's about being a follower of Christ. Amen. These people are like, oh, you don't want, you're one of those Pentecostals. Listen, I'm not Pentecostal because, you know what, I went to Foursquare. I just like being the Bible, amen? Amen. I just like following Christ, amen? Amen? And Jesus Christ said, you know what, those who believe will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Here's what he said. He said, and you know what? I don't believe in that tongue stuff. You know, that's not, like, that's getting away from the principles of God. What Bible are you reading? Amen? Jesus said, how many believe Jesus? Jesus said, you know what? That they will speak with new tongues. Who? Those who believe. I don't believe that. Well, you ain't going to do it.
That's right.
Listen, I'm not trying to be offending anybody, but you know what? How many know we're running out of time? Amen. I don't got time to tiptoe through the tulips. Amen. I got to be direct and understand that you are come here to hear the word of God. How many came to hear the word of God? Amen. How many would allow? I'm just asking. How many would allow that the word of God would speak to you? And even if it's different than what you used to hear growing up, that you would allow the word of God to take place in your life and affect your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. So all I'm saying is Jesus, you know what? was an example to us. Guys, y'all believe that Paul was anointed, right? Y'all believe that the Word of God is inspired, God breathed, right? Here's what Paul wrote. He said, be an imitator of God. Amen. Did he not say that? Yes, yes. Steve, did he not say that? That's what he said. Be an imitator of God. So what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to imitate God. Amen. And what did God do? God was filled with the Spirit. God continued. Oh, I was talking about, you know what? Oh, yes, hallelujah. I got baptized in the Holy Ghost when I was 1963, 1972, 1984, whatever it was. You know what I mean? Well, praise God. But my question is, did you get filled with the Spirit today? Amen. That's my question. Because the Bible doesn't say be filled with the Spirit in Ephesians. That's what we read. But what the Bible says, if you look at what the Greek says, the only reason they say he says be filled with the Spirit is because they couldn't translate the Greek in good English. Wow. The Greek says be filled and continue to be filled with the Spirit. In other words, if they gave it, the proper English would be filling with the Holy Spirit, and nobody would write be filling with the Holy Spirit. But that's what he's saying. But listen, this life of abundance. People say, oh, Jesus didn't have anything. He didn't have anything. He had everything. Amen.
Amen.
See, some of you are like, oh, I don't know whether to say amen over that. You know what? Did Jesus not take care of the 12 apostles? Yes. Think about it for a minute. You know what? We get so much junk. You know what? Through our religious garbage. You know what? Read your Bible. Did Jesus not took care of the 12 apostles? They were apostles. You know, there was hundreds of disciples that followed him. Amen? And what would he do if he saw a group that was hungry? What would he do if he saw a group that was hungry? He said, oh, did he look at Peter and say, oh, we're jacked up, Peter? And Peter's like, oh, we are really jacked up. You know what I mean? Well, we're all messed up. You know, you owe her to Tommy's. It's $10 now, you know, to Tommy's. Whoa. You know what I mean? Did they do that? No. No, no, no. Jesus took care of it all. Why? Here's why. Because God is the blesser. I'm going to teach this to you today. God is the blesser, and if we will get in line with what God has said in the Word of God, if we will get in line with what He has said, you know what? The blessings will flow. Why? Because that's His will. I'm going to show you how you can live a life of abundance. But you can't do it if you're going to argue with God. I said you can't do it if you're going to argue with God. You know, oh, praise God, this is good. Do you know I preach way smarter than I am. You can ask my wife. You know what? I am not this smart usually, okay? I'm just telling you, I'm not. But the reason why I say this is good is because, man, God is so good. He'll show me stuff and take me to places, and I'll think, oh, that's good. So sometimes you get the narration. I'm like, oh, that's good. I'm not trying to be proud. I'm saying, wow, God, that was good. Amen. I'm just giving you insight what's going on. So here's what happens. What's His will? His will is, you know, why did He pick Moses? He picked Moses to, you know, go to the Pharaoh. And get these people free. I want them free. I want them free. So you know what? So he delivers them with the mighty hand. You know, delivers them, gives them. Oh, by the way, you know what I mean? Oh, I don't know about that. Just read your Bible. Delivers them. They walk away. They walk away with all the gold of Egypt. I'm gonna say, oh, that's, you know. Can we read the Bible? Amen. They walked away. Just so you know, before he left, he said, oh, by the way, pop your head over the fence to all the Egyptian people that have enslaved you and say, oh, by the way, you know that watch? Can I have that before we leave? Gave them all. And you know what they did? They put all the gold on their kids. What's God trying to do? God is trying to raise them up from a slave mentality. Yes, amen. What is God trying to do to you today? He's trying to raise you up from a slave mentality. Amen. From a
from a just, you know what, you just, you know what, well, you know, things of God, you just have barely have enough and you barely get by. And hallelujah. One day we're going to get to heaven and everything's going to be good. Until we get there, you know what, everything just be. What Bible are you reading? Amen. Really? What Bible are you reading? Because that's not what my Bible says. My Bible says that, you know what, Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. That's what my Bible says. But in order to live in that abundance, you've got to get in the will of God. All kind of Christians, never walking in the abundance. Not the joy, the peace, the comfort that God has for them. You know, going from bad relationship to bad relationship. You know what? Dating these goofballs. Amen? Ladies, stop dating the goofballs. Amen? They are goofballs. Stop dating them. Amen? Men, stop with dating the goofballs. Amen? I mean, a woman could be a goofball too. Stop dating them. Amen? God has a prince for you. Amen? And you'll never find the prince if you're living with the toad. Man, this is good preaching. Amen. And listen, and guys, the same thing. You know what I mean? Some woman, and all, you know, all she cares about is, you know, the Bible says, why don't you, you know what, that a godly woman ought to care about, you know what, how pretty she is in the inside.
Oh, there it is.
Amen. Yeah. Bunch of ladies pretty on the outside, but ugly on the inside. Amen. Hey, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Sam. No need to be coy, Roy. Man, just get out of there, amen? Yeah, but I've been dating him for 8 years. I've been dating him for 6 months. I love him. And run, amen? But listen, that wasn't for the married people, amen? I'm just saying, you know what? Amen. Say amen to this.
Amen.
Yeah, but you know what? Listen, this is a true story. You know, and there's been people I know. You know, I know there's people get divorced. You know what I mean? Get remarried. I know that. But I'm saying, you know what? Who cares? When whatever number you're on, if you're on number one, that's the one. If you're on number two, she's for you. Amen. If you're on number three. Let it be. Amen. Can you say amen? Why? Because you're being lied to. Amen. You know, I'm just saying. I'm not looking at anybody. I'm not looking at anybody. But I'm just saying, those of you who've been married more than once, you know what? Does number two not start to resemble number one? You don't have to say anything. Does number three not resemble number one and number two? Amen. Why? Here's why. Because, you know what? Because your spouse is jacked up. And you're jacked up. But when you're dating someone, first of all, if it's not time for you to date, don't date. But second of all, you know what? If it is your time to date, the Bible says there's a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. You know what I mean? You need to teach your high schoolers this. You know what? They're doing all kinds of things and they're not ready for it. They should be focusing. Listen, when it's time for you not to embrace, that's when you should be focusing on the things of God. You only have so much time to do that. Amen? And you're going to get married soon enough and you're going to have a wife and you're going to have kids or you're going to have a husband, you're going to have kids. You're going to have plenty of things. Right now, you've got a beautiful time to focus on God. And I'm not saying if you're married that you can't focus on God when you're married too. But am I making sense to anyone?
Yes.
You know what? Don't put the square peg in a round hole. And don't think just because you've been married or just because you've been dating that goofball for so many years, you got to stick with them. You don't. I don't know who that's for. Maybe that's for somebody who's going to watch this on the internet. I don't know. But somebody say amen to this.
Amen.
But my main point is you've got to walk. You've got to be sensitive to the Spirit of God. Because God, that's how he's going to lead you. And there's an abundance that God has for us.
Yes, amen.
And many Christians aren't walking in that abundance. And I'm going to show you why today. How many know today's going to be a good service?
Amen.
Look, you never say you came at the right day. Pastor, you said that last week. I know. Because last week was good too. Amen. So, I need to quickly go over some passages. Because I got to set it up. And then when I set it up, we'll put the thing on the launch pad and we'll spark it up and watch it go, okay? But we're just going to build some foundation first. I won't take long, but I got to spend some time showing you what's going on. There's a place of breakthrough. There's places of resistance. We talked about this last week. There's places of resistance. And when you hit that resistance, if you don't break through that resistance, they're part of you just, oh, I guess I can't go to the next level. That's not the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God says we're going to go to faith, from faith to faith, to glory to glory. You know, here a little, there a little. There's this constant places where God wants you to go higher in Him and higher to be you're called to be a blessing, to be a blessing to others. That's what the Bible says. And God wants you to receive His blessing and then go from that place to higher places. Does that make sense? But there's these levels of resistance. And most even Christian people, when they hit that level of a resistance, they're passive and they won't do the spiritual work that it takes for them to bust through that level. One of the spiritual works that you're doing today is coming to church. There's all kinds of people sitting at home that will never understand this. Why? Because they didn't get through the, I ain't got a sniffle today. Oh, a sniffle. Listen, I won't let a sniffle keep me from church. Amen. I won't let my relatives keep me from church. I won't let my wife doesn't, but I'm just speaking to somebody. I won't let my wife keep me to church. I won't let my you know what? Don't let anybody keep you from church. Amen? God's too important. Amen? But you're doing some spiritual work today because I'm going to teach you how to bust through that level. And many people, they won't do the spiritual work because it takes work to bust through that level. But how many know you bust through that level and you're going to be in a good place. But you've got to feel that resistance, and you got to not let that resistance intimidate you. Amen. Amen? Okay, so we're going to set a foundation real quick. We looked at this, but repetition, look at your neighbor, say repetition is the mode of learning. Okay, so Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not lose heart. I love this verse. I love this verse. I love this verse because it shows us that for us to walk in the blessings of God isn't about God. Let me tell you about God. God wants you blessed. God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in health. And He wants you to do that as your soul prospers. That's what He wants. Where do you get that? Oh, just the Bible. Amen. Right? He wants you to prosper in all areas in your life. Amen? How many want your kids to be able to make enough money that they can buy a home? How many want that? Yeah, but if they have that, but they're sick, they're always going to the doctor. How many of you are like, well, at least they have a good home? You know what I mean? How many know you're not like that? How many want your kids to have a good marriage? Oh, well, who cares? They're in health. You know what I mean? You know, they're getting the third divorce, but at least they're healthy. No, see, you know what you are? You want them blessed in every area. You know what the Bible says? If you know what, not being a perfect father, know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more will our Father... You know what? Amen. I mean, how many know you're not more holy than God? That's right. You're not more righteous than God. Right. Is this not right? Yes. So what does God want? God wants you to be blessed in all areas. Amen. Why? Because He's a loving Heavenly Father. Amen. Does that make sense? Yes. So, but here's the point. You know what? We have been deceived. We have thought wrongly. How many know we can start thinking wrongly? Yes. And we have thought wrongly that God... You know what? Sometimes blesses and sometimes He doesn't. And we've been told by pastors, well, and you know what? And here's the truth. And you never know what God's going to do. You know what? You know, where do you get this? You know, you get your theology from Las Vegas? You know what I mean? Come on. Come on, man. Here's my prayer. Come on, God. Sevens, God. What in the world? But see, people will say crazy stuff, and you won't even, you just think because they're pastors, oh, hallelujah, amen. No. You judge everything according to the word of God. Let me tell you about God. God in his, this is the truth. And God says that whether you walk in the blessings of God or whether you don't is not up to him. It's up to you. That's what the Bible says. So clear. I'll show this to you. We're going to set a foundation because you need to understand this because it's one of the lies that Satan has fed into the body of Christ. And so we accept sickness. We accept disease. We accept, being in debt. We accept, marriages that aren't flourishing. We accept families that aren't flourishing. We accept all kinds of depression and discouragement and all kinds of stuff. And I'm telling you today, that right in your hands, I try to give you a word picture, right in your hands is the golden ticket. Right in your hands is the golden ticket. What if you had something today that I gave you through the power of the Word of God? And with that one thing, you could live your dreams. I'm telling you today, you'll live your dreams. And I don't care. Listen, I love all y'all. Y'all can disagree with me. Every single one of you is like, nope, 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 nope. And I'm going to go, no, you nope. I'm yep. Amen. Amen. Why? Here's why. Because the Bible says that here's what God says to his promises. We looked at it last week. Yea and amen. That's all he says about his promises. Yea and amen. All right. What's James say? James chapter 1. Have it here on the screen. James chapter 1, starting with verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. Do you lack something? In this case, he's saying you lack wisdom. But you lack something? Talking about God going back to, I forgot a loose end here I want to pick up. Talking about the abundance of God. So Jesus Christ feeds all that 5,000. How many know when there was 4,000, how many know how many he fed? He fed 4,000. Ooh, what are we going to do, Jesus? There's 5,000 this time. What's he do? Feeds the 5,000. And then what does he do? Then he points out on purpose, and after everyone has all they want to eat, how many of that was a slew load of money? Why? Because God's going to provide what he needs. Well, but he didn't have money for that. He had whatever he needed. Some of y'all getting tripped up on money. And you need to untrip yourself. Because God doesn't lack anything. Amen. And after he's all done, you know what? He spends all this time, oh, by the way, you pick up all the crumbs. What are they doing that for? You know what I mean? I don't want to eat, Joe and Frank's crumbs tomorrow for lunch. You ever think about that? Why is he picking up all the crumbs? Why is he doing that? Here's what I believe. I believe he's doing that to show us that there wasn't just enough, that there was an abundance in God. And not just a little bit, a huge abundance in God. Are you seeing this? Okay. So if you lack, in this case, if you lack wisdom, but you know what? If there's any lack, if there's a lack in your marriage, if there's just whatever the lack is, ask of God and look how God gives. See, stop lying on my God. He gives liberally without reproach. That's how he gives. He gives liberally without reproach. Look at this next verse. But let him ask of faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Don't doubt. See, when you will get in line with the word of God, it'll happen. It'll happen every time, every single time. Why? Because God, he can't lie. It's impossible for him to lie. So all you have to do is get in line with his will, boom, and you'll walk in his blessings. His commanded blessings. Amen. You're the only one who can stop it. Yes. Oh, I'll give you a big chance to say amen. You're the only one who can stop it.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Watch this. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. So how does Satan stop the blessings of God? Here's what he does. He comes against what God said. That's how he did it back then. That's how he's going to do it to you and I. That's how he's trying to do it. Now the serpent was more cunning than any of the beasts of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, shall you eat of the tree, of every tree of the garden? Shall you not eat? No, guys. Yeah, thank you. Has God indeed said, you shall not, keep it here, shall not eat of every tree in the garden? Well, you know what? What's he doing? He's questioning what God said. That's the same. He's really questioning? He's really questioning the goodness of God. That's what he is up to the same old tricks with you. And how is it that they don't walk in the blessings that they were walking in? They get off of what God said. How are you going to get off of the blessings of God? Just by not believing what God said. And as soon as you don't, guess what? You're in a mess. And most people, most Christians, many Christians say it that way, many Christians are not walking in the calling that they're called to walk in. Not because God doesn't want them to walk in that, but because they're gotten off of what God wants them to understand. Does that make sense? Okay. So Psalm 115, 16. Now, do me a favor. Take your religious hats. Come on, everybody. It's everybody. Everybody, say everybody.
Everybody.
Say everybody, take your religious hats and take them off. Because you have to have it off to receive this one. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. But the earth, he, that's God, has given to the children of men. See, listen, stop believing the lie that you can't change your marriage. Stop believing the lie that you can't get out of debt. Stop believing the lie that you have to, stop believing that lie. Stop believing the lie in all kinds of areas in your life. Stop believing the lie that you can't have a close relationship with God. Stop believing the lie that your kids are going to, what they're going to do in junior high, they always go wacky. Stop believing that, amen?
Right.
Stop believing that. Why? Because the Bible says that you've been given, that the earth has been given to the children of men. What does that mean? Jesus tells man, take dominion on this earth. God said it. Then Jesus says, you're the light of the world. See, you ought to be making a difference in your family. You ought to be making a difference in your community. You ought to understand. How many have a dad? Raise your hand if you have a dad. Raise your hand if you have a dad. Okay, wait, put your hands down again now. Let's think all one more time. Okay, this is deal. Okay, raise your hand if you have a dad. Raise your hand if you had a dad. I'm not saying he's alive, but raise your hand if you ever had a dad. Raise your hand. Okay. Those of you that don't have hands up, I don't even know what to do with you. But anyway. I'll move on. What's my point? You know what? Look. The earth has been given to the children of men. You're a child. Every one of you had a father. That the earth has been given to you. You're the one. And Satan has lied to you because you know what? That's the only way he can get you from the blessings of God. God is a commander of the blessings.
Amen.
God doesn't go out and go, ooh, Daniel. It's dark in here. What are we going to do? He didn't say that. He says, let there be light. And in a millisecond, light is flung into the universe. At 186,000 miles to the second. You know how fast that is? That's you get in, you get, let's say your car was really fast and it could fly. You get in your car and you, if you're traveling the speed of sound, you know what? You are to the moon in a second. Actually, like a second. If a second and a half, you overshot it 400,000 miles. Wow. Overshot it. That's how fast. Boom! Yeah. Listen to me. There is a commanded blessing on you.
That's right. Amen.
And you are the only one who can stop it. Amen. The only one who can stop it. And if you'll be smart enough, here, you want me to show it to you in the Word?
Yeah,
okay,
I'll show
you. Are you learning something? Yeah. How many glad you came? I'm asking, how many glad you came today? Yeah. How many know today can be a golden ticket day?
Amen.
Amen. Watch this. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. Matthew chapter 8, verse 8. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not willing that you should come under my roof. This guy has someone who's very sick in the home. So Jesus is coming. He meets him outside and he recognizes, no, you don't have to come over. Watch this. Just, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. All lies up here. I want to teach you something. Why? And here's what the Bible says. That same hour, that servant was healed. What happened? Here's what happened. The centurion got in line with the will of God. As soon as he got in the line with the will of God, you don't need to come over to my house. This thing will be done in, you know what, in the speed of light. You don't have to come over to my house. All you have to do is speak a word. What happened? And what did God do? All God did was confirm the will of his Father already, which was what? To heal him. Do you understand that? Let me point out some things to you very quickly. Look at verse 9, and then we'll go to 9 and 10, guys in the back. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does that. Then when Jesus heard it, what did he do?
Marveled.
He marveled and said to those who followed. Now, so Pastor, can I tell you, sometimes we read the Bible and we miss out on awesome things. I read that and he said, Pastor, I don't think those are key words. Well, look at it in the story. Here, let's talk about what's going on. This guy has someone sick. He goes to Jesus and asks him to heal this servant. Jesus says, yep, I'll go to your house. The guy says, you know what? You don't have to go. Just speak a word. And then the Bible says, when Jesus heard it, heard what? Heard what? When he heard the centurion say, you don't have to go over to my house. All you have to do is speak a word. Watch this. He marveled. You know, there's only two places in the New Testament when Jesus marveled. Only two. One, when he went to his home, you know, hometown, and they had a bunch of unbelief. Jesus is healing, you know, people of leprosy, you know, blindness, deafness, muteness, stuff that total miracles of God.
Yes.
Supernatural stuff. And he goes to his hometown. And just like when you get in the will of God, boom, it all goes, your blessings come. Just like that, when you don't believe the will of God, you're not going to walk in the supernatural power of God. And so even with Jesus there, the Bible says he could do hardly anything. But watch this. He marveled. So this guy says this. He marvels. Watch this. And said to those who followed, What's he doing? He said, well, let me tell you what. We're going to have a coaching moment here. Because what this guy did, I'm not going to preach to these people. I'm going to preach it right now. We're going to stop here. And you know what? And I'm going to say something to those who are hanging out. What's he say? Assuredly, I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Now, what is that a depiction of? Let me teach you what that is a depiction of. In Israel, there was a lot of people who thought they were real spiritual. How many believe? And he's talking to all these people. Most of all those people that were there were Jewish, you know, followers of God, thinking they're spiritual. He's saying, time out. Can I tell you what's really spiritual? What's really spiritual is when you will believe in the power of my word. That's spiritual.
Amen.
That's why he's saying that to those people. He stops and he's going to have a coaching moment. And not that he's cynical. Listen, I'm not cynical. I believe that you guys are believers. Amen. But I recognize that just because you came to church, there's a probability that some of us can start walking with a big head like we are all that in a bag of chips. Why? Because what happens is we start to have a superiority over, you know what, those people who are still smoking dope. Praise the Lord, I don't smoke hash no more. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. But will you believe God for your marriage? Will you believe God that you can get out of debt? Will you believe, you know what, will you walk in forgiveness? That you don't have to let that relationship that hurt, that guy who hurt you, sour your attitude.
Amen.
See, that's what he wants to have a coaching moment.
Yes.
Does this make sense?
Yes.
Now, you ready to learn a couple more things? Then we'll look at verse 13. Look at verse 13. And Jesus said to the centurion, "Go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you." I'll let that soak in for 30 seconds. As you've believed. See, when you believe what God believes, you're going to walk in the commanded blessings of God.
Amen.
And listen, and when you start believing something different, then you're going to get out of line in the will of God. And you can blame God all you want. But let me tell you about God. The Bible says there's not even a shadow of turning in Him. Let me tell you what He is. He's good all day long.
Amen.
All day long, all night long,
Amen.
All evening long, at lunch, dinner, brunch. God's good.
Amen.
There's no shadow of turning in Him. That's all He ever is.
Yes, amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Number one, if we stay in faith, we're going to walk in the blessings of God. Number two, God does not change His mind. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This guy is showing you the healing power of God. All he did was get in line with what God said. Boom. And it happened to him. Look at Luke. Look at Luke chapter 5. I have it up here on the screen. Luke chapter 5. Look at verse, go to 18, guys. Then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay down before him. Go to 19. And when he could not find that they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the top, to the housetop, and let him down with his bed, keep it here, through the tile in the midst before Jesus. Listen to me. I'm not saying that there won't be resistance, but what you, when you come up to the reality of, I tell you what, God said it, and I don't care, I'm sticking. You know what I say? You heard me at offering. What did I say? God, thank you that what you said is going to happen. I thank you for hundreds and thousands. Well, I don't believe, you know, you won't even have, you know, I don't. Do you believe whatever you want to believe? Amen?
Amen.
I know what God has placed in my heart. And I know, you know what, if I will not grow weary in doing good, you know what, in due season, we're going to reap. And we're reaping a bunch of that right now.
Amen.
But we're going to reap a bunch more. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All I'm saying is, listen, I hit the, you know what, I've been there. It's like, man, how do I do this? How do I do this? You know, I went to a conference. This was such a great conference. And I went to the conference, and there was about 40 people in this conference, and they put us all on this one side, all put us on this one side of the room. And then the guy said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to, one at a time, we're going to go to the other side of the room. But you can't run, you can't walk, and you can't skip, and you can't hop. I'm sitting there. What am I supposed to do? Teleport over there? I don't know how I'm supposed to do that. And he said, one at a time, whenever you're ready, you start going to the other side. And somebody was, and 40 people on this side. And I'm thinking, I don't know how, impossible, you know what I mean? And some lady went like this, and she's going like this. What's she doing? She's walking backwards, you know what I mean? And then the next thing you know, some guy gets on the ground and he starts crawling, you know what I mean? And the next thing you know, somebody, you know, starts rolling. I'm over there thinking, man, every single person, I'm thinking, well, now there's really nothing left. You know what I mean? Because every person, I'm like, oh, I'm the last person over here. I can't run. I can't walk. I can't skip. I can't hop. And I can't do 40 other things that all these people did. I forgot what I did, but whatever. I bounced on my head, or I don't know what I did. We get all over to this other side, and he says, okay, now we're all coming back. Every single one of us came back. The point of the exercise was, you know what? There is all kinds of realities of how to do things. But in your head, when you start off with there's no way, guess what you're going to end up? You're going to end up with there's no way. And these guys say, no, listen, all eyes up here. These guys say, we know what the will of God is. What's the will of God? The will of God is that this guy is going to be healed. See, some of you need to stop accepting, you know, stop, some of you in your marriages, you hit a little resistance, you're like, it don't work, and this love stuff don't work. The Bible said love never fails, amen? The Bible said if you will not grow weary, you will reap a harvest if you don't faint. I started tithing for a whole 3 weeks, you know, and I don't got a new car, Pastor. Ooh, aren't you the rock at Gibraltar? Amen? Come on. Stick to the plan. If you understand, listen, I'm focused. I know what the plan is. I know what the will of God is. And all I got to do is figure out how to get this guy in front of Jesus.
Amen.
And they did it. Watch this. Look at verse 20. Look at verse 20. When he saw their faith. Can we see your faith?
Yes.
Jesus, watch this. When he saw their faith, he said to the man, your sins are forgiven. That was the starting of the healing part that took place in this man. Was this not the start?
Yes.
Let me tell you about this guy. This guy walked away. This guy, you talk about John Travolta, this guy took his, you know, his bed, he had a walk going home. Can you say amen? Can I tell you what? You need to have the same attitude. You need to recognize, don't grow weary in doing good. You just stay focused. You just, listen, if you will not quit, if you will not give up, if you say to yourself, I tell you what, you know, my wife can do whatever she wants to do. My husband can do whatever. You know what? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a giver. I'm going to be a lover. I'm going to be a forgiver. I'm going to do the will of God. And when that happens, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Because let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be walking in the blessings of God. Because let me tell you about God. He doesn't change his mind. And I don't got time. I could give you example. All the people in the New Testament, so many of them, they were the ones who knew the will of God. And the woman with the issue of blood, she had no business being there. Had no business being there. She had to work through. She touched the hem of his garment. And after it all gets done, she receives her healing. Jesus stops and says, let me tell you why you got healed. You got healed because of your faith. That's what this is. Seeing their faith, when he saw their faith. What's God looking for you? All God's looking for you to do is stop arguing with him. And getting in his, all God's looking for you to do is stop arguing with him and saying, nope, I am blessed from the top of my head to the bottom of my shoes. Goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. You know what? God is for me, not against me. You know what? If God is for me, who can be against me? There's nobody against me. Pastor, you got to go, you know, you got people, you know, and they say all this, you know, they say this and they say that. Oh, listen. You talk about me all you want. All I'm going to do is pray for you. Because you need me to pray for you. Amen? Why? Because God, you know what? I don't have no enemies. Amen? I don't have no enemies. You cannot offend me. Can't afford for you to offend me. Amen? I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to walk in forgiveness. I'm going to walk in the power of God. And I'm going to watch the blessing. Listen, you know what? When I was dating Tamara, one of her best friends said, they call me Drewby. You know, Drewby's so lucky. He's so lucky. I've been lucky for a long time, Jackson. And let me tell you why. Because I get in line. I won't allow my family members. I won't allow my friends. I won't allow the stupid media. You know what I mean? You know, talking about all the jive talk they talk. Oh, man. Talk so much smack. You know what? We listen to it. No. Let me tell you what. We're a blessed people. Yes. That's who we are. And all you have to do. Because God, in our respect, God is commanding. You are the... you say, you know what? What can stop? Be careful. I'm setting you up, so be careful how you answer this. What can stop the will of God? Oh, praise God. You know, the word of God is powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. Nothing can stop this. Amen. I said, no. Be careful. Oh, there's something can stop this. You know what can stop this? The Bible says the tradition of men cause the word of God to have no effect in your life. Tradition. The tradition of men. Wow. It's what you think. You're stupid. That's fine. Hey, let me be accurate, you know, because I do this too. Our stupid thinking. But I'm renewing my mind. If God says it, it's true. And I'm going to start walking in the blessing. And you know what? And it doesn't make any difference if I don't see the manifestation in 30 days. I didn't have time to do it, but I had a microwave up here. And I was going to pop some popcorn for y'all. Why? Because watch it. This is how we live. You know what? I can show you an older microwave. And to pop your popcorn, you have to, oh man, it's so encumbersome. You have to hit 1-3-0 start. Whoa. So you know what the microwave companies did? They're all thinking, okay, how can we make it better? ooh, let's do this. It takes so much time to go 1, 3, 0.
Start.
Let's just have a popcorn button. And you can just throw that in and just hit popcorn. Right? Right? Potato, amen? Right? You're like, whoa, these are better now. Save a bunch of time. Okay, listen, that's a generation. That's, you know, some of you are so young, you're like, I don't think there's a microwave without the one of those. I've never seen one like that. Oh, trust me, they existed. And you know what we do? We get caught up all in that. You know what I mean? So we get real unspiritual because we don't see something happen immediately. And we think, then we get out of the will of God because then we think that's not God's will. No, no, it's God's will. You stick to your guns, Buster Brown. And you watch what happens. Because I'm telling you what, the blessings of God will overtake you. That's what the Bible says. Okay, my gorgeous one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. We got to love God and everything else will follow. Obey God and the blessings of God will be in our life in all areas. It's not financial, but it's everything Pastor was talking about. We'll have good relationships. You know what? We'll have blessings. We'll have spiritual health. We'll have physical health. You know what? Love the Lord your God, number one. Love others like you love yourself, number two. You know what? It's really simple. We complicate it, but it's very, very simple. That if we would just, every one of us has one purpose, the same purpose. We are all called to the same purpose, and the purpose that you're here is to have a relationship with God. When you do that, that should be your primary focus. Can I say it that way? Your primary focus is to love the Lord your God. Make that your focus, because when you make that your focus, then everything else comes from that. Through your relationship with him, he's going to let you know what you're called to do. There's things that you're here, part of his body, that he wants you doing. And you're not going to get all mixed up. When this is right, everything is right. When this is right, you run across someone who's challenging, that relationship's not going to get messed up because you're obeying him, because this is right. He's got a lot to say about how we should behave with one another. He has a lot to say about our finances. He has a lot to say about what we think. He has a lot to say about what we say. He has a lot to say about what we shouldn't say. Everything will happen if we just do this. Because it's what that scripture was. Don't grow weary. Don't lose heart. Does that sound like fun? Losing heart and growing weary? Does it sound like it's a picnic every step of the way? When it's not a picnic, then we, you know what I mean? We get off course. But in the non-picnic times, don't grow weary in doing good. Don't lose heart. Ask me for wisdom. And that way, when stuff is happening, same thing, because of this, he's getting us through whatever's going on, right? He takes us, he helps us, he leads us, he rescues us through it. But many times we're sitting down crying, we're not even with him for him to be able to lead us, help us, speak to us. This. Everyone has the same purpose. Your complete focus is to have a relationship with him. Everything that you want will come from your relationship with him. And when we get it any other way, it's going to have a lot of thorns. And it's not going to be a blessing. But when we get it with him, it's a blessing. And he helps us. Amen? Amen. Amen.